Warriors. Hey, listeners, this is Julie. Welcome to your brand new podcast. Today's going to be a short episode as I have had a sinus infection since Friday. And there it was. If I talk for too long, I will start to cough. So this is take two. I've already had a few incidents with consultations and with my class where I start coughing. So hopefully tonight, I've got two classes. Hopefully I can make it through without having a coughing fit, because sinus strangulation or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, all that aside, I'm great. I hope you're doing good. And whatever you're doing when you're listening to this, I hope that you're working towards your goals or at least doing something nice for yourself at some point today. So today is Tuesday. I just had lunch. I couldn't get from one to the other fast enough. I'm working at two different gyms. And I'm just going to say this has been an interesting learning experience. I've spent the last two weekends in training. And I do want to be kept busy. However, I do value my time as well. So I've decided I'm keeping my Thursday evenings, my Thursday afternoons, I should say, just after lunchtime. And I'm going to keep my Saturdays because I do plan to go back to the farmers markets and do some market things. And I mean, I love my job. I love that I'm in the right field. I love the people that I'm around. However, well, there's a lot more I could say about that. I will say that no matter what job you have, no matter how much you make or how little you make, do keep a little bit of your personal power. I love that I've got this really lucky opportunity to sit down and elevate people. And a pushy salesperson I am not. So if it comes right down to it, if that's required of me to be a really great salesperson rather than just a great trainer, which I feel like I am a great trainer, I'm just not a great salesperson. If it comes right down to it, I may end up just, I don't want to drop some of the stuff, but I will say that there's a lot of cracks to be filled. There's a little bit of foundation that needs to be laid whenever you're working with any company that's kind of brand new. And I'm not in it for the money, clearly. I'm not in it for the money, or else I would be making a lot of money and driving a fancy car, being materialistic. I'm in it to help people. And the instant it becomes about just money and only money, then I'm going to have to step way back. And I don't want to take a big step back again, but for now, I'm just going to keep my Thursday afternoons and I'm going to keep my Saturdays, which, I mean, I say I'm keeping my Saturdays, the last two Saturdays I've spent in trainings. The other thing is being required to scream extra screams in the training as part of the class was to cheer for each other and scream louder, scream louder. That did not help my vocal cords, so I'm still recovering. I'm in recovery mode. So I have a lot to do. I've actually completed some courses this week that's included with my job. I'm really grateful that they give me these courses. It's included with my my training. And I don't know. I don't want to get all into the hang-ups, but I will say there's a lot of distractions, both internal and external, that I've been pushing aside, and I've actually overcome a lot of it. And it's been strange. I went to the library today and I was studying, which was good. I found out that was a great place to study. It was recommended by my coworkers. Yay. I now have a library card for the Trustful Library. Anyway, I met a woman in the bathroom who wanted to have a full-on conversation. Well, I hesitated, and some of the stuff she was saying, it was hard for me to piece together. It sounds like that she's aware of a human trafficking problem in Pinson. Pinson is just outside of Trustful, Alabama. And when I asked her, how is he, like, what is his go-to? Like, how's he poisoning people? Does he work in a restaurant? Like, I guess they don't know where he is exactly. Just the location is vague. She says, and I don't know where she got her information, that apparently this man in Pinson, he shakes hands with the young lady. And when he shakes hands with them, he has a poisonous powder on his hand, and he drugs them so that he can use them for human trafficking and sell them into human trafficking. So this all came out of a bathroom conversation, by the way. And she was so beside herself. She was frazzled, actually, to just be thinking about it and talking about it. And it was almost as if, like, she was just asking me to pray for the situation, which, I mean, I told her I'm all about spreading awareness of human trafficking. I was just trying to get more details, but details I did not really get much of. What's really strange is when I tried to look it up in the news, this isn't the stuff that's making the news, if you know what I mean. Like, this isn't the stuff that's getting the attention. So I did grab a free newspaper while I was there at the library. And I asked the librarians, and they didn't know about it, but they weren't really surprised about it. I feel like awareness is key. I don't think that, I mean, we can't just sit alone on prayers for, like, a coping mechanism. We have to spread awareness. Anyway, so that was strange. And otherwise, I had a really great study session at the library. It was much more refreshing. I actually thanked them for letting me use, they have like an archive room, which was a little glass box, and I got to sit in there, and I completed a couple of courses. I completed one course. I signed up for a whole bunch more, and I'm pretty much almost finished with the next one concerning ab work, working your abdominals. And as I look over my schedule, I see I've got more stuff to do now than ever with my schedules, which is great. My question to them was, if I had sold every consultation, I've done so many consultations. A consultation is basically a chance to sit down, and I try to elevate the member, educate them, talk about their fitness goals. And at the end of presenting, here's your fitness goals, here's where you want to be, I show them the packages for, like, personal training. And my question to my supervisor was this: had I sold every consult, like, that's like a miracle situation, with such a little staff, like, how would we even train them? Because the other trainer is already overwhelmed. Everybody else who quit, I've already had someone call and talk to me while I was at the gym. They were feeling overwhelmed because she purchased a package, and now my supervisor was saying nobody was going to be there really early in the morning. And typically I don't get there very early, but tomorrow I'm going to leave my house at 6 a.m. just for this woman, because she's desperate to get her sessions done. And I don't blame her when she pays for it, you know, that's what she paid for. I'm going to do it. I told her the reason they said that was I'm not normally getting up at like that hour and leaving for work to get there at 7 a.m. I said, however, I will do that for you. And she didn't want to work with a male trainer. That's just a preference. And I get it. Like, hey, I was last in line at the last place because I was the female trainer and people were ticking the other box. They didn't want to work with a female trainer for whatever reason. And some people, they just don't care. My point is, what is my point? My point is, I'm not in it for the money. And I'm just, I'm in a position now where I'm of such an age, like I'm almost 47. I'll be 47 this year, getting closer and closer to 50. I've been working since I was 16 years old. So I've been working for like 30 years, okay? I'm going to be honest and give a non-emotional reflection of everything I see. Like, I'm going to be completely honest. And if other people don't want to, like, maintain the things that are, like, internal as far as, you know, functioning phones or whatever the case may be, I can't really control stuff like that. And it seems like there's a leaky roof and a messed up phone every time I turn around. Like, and I realize, like, some of this stuff, like the leaky roof, is probably a rental. Like, it's probably not even owned by the place I work. It's probably just a rental, and they're waiting on some person who lives in another state to actually give a crap about their own building. I just feel like it's a big circle. Like, I'm circling back around because, once again, I'm only in it for one thing, and that's to help people be healthy, live a longer, healthier life. And once it becomes about something else, then I'm in the wrong field. Like, it's very simple. Like, it's super simple. Apparently, March is Nutrition Month. Did you all know that March is Nutrition Month? I signed up for a free course on nutrition. Sorry, I misspoke. I did not get that course for free. I signed up to a nutrition course for $1. It was normally $49 course on nutrition guidance. I actually think it's going to be quite helpful to, you know, kind of refresh. It's important to keep going over things, even when you think you already know, just as reminders, which that's kind of what I was doing today, is going over the ab course and yeah, stuff like that. Anyways, I hope you're all, like, really, like, glad I'm back, because I'm glad I'm back. And as I learn more, I'm going to share more. Right now, I don't have a lot to share because I'm just trying to stay in the keep it positive lane. And as of right now, being gone from home for multiple hours at a time and getting paid for just a fraction of those because I've chosen to commute, it was my choice, and that's fine. It's fine. I will just say that sometimes things come to light, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Things come to light that kind of changed me a little, and it's kind of one of those things where I've got nothing to lose except, you know, I've got really nothing to lose. So, except I just do the experience, and whatever happens, happens. And what's meant to be for me will be for me. And I have to be confident, like super confident, because that's technically, that's my job, is to be confident, right? Meal planning is harder than ever. I'm getting home at like 8:30 at night and leaving like right when the sun comes up sometimes. So, I've got to get back on to my meal planning phases, and yeah, it's really been challenging. Yeah, that's about all I've got other than, I'm going through some stuff. My family's going through some stuff. I'm learning how to, like, become adaptable and, you know, sort of changing myself in certain ways, try to keep a positive attitude. And it's been so interesting to work for two different gyms in the same company. It's been really great. It's been a great learning experience. And then to go to the library today, just to have a little time, quiet time at the library, just to study, that was quite refreshing, actually, to just be, you know, here we are in this sunny day in Alabama. And people were outside, like, at the park playing with their kids. It's just, it's lovely. I'm like, I almost feel like I'm on the outside look, like I'm on the outside looking in, like at all these families in the park and doing their thing or whatever people are doing. And I'm just kind of buzzing about work. Like my whole life, work. and then when I'm not working, all I want to do is work on my art stuff. So that's fine. That's just me. And the more I interact with people, the more I learn I'm only good at that in a work environment. It's very strange. Like, it's very, very strange. And that's something I'm working through with my counselor. And it seems like that my counselor keeps pulling me back to the work when I'm trying to say, I'm not trying to get away from work. I don't dislike working. I love the fact that I'm good at what I do. I'm not great at sales, but I'm great at, like, designing yoga plans and all this and implementing workout programs. The thing is, I want to be good at all aspects of communication, not just, like, when I'm standing in front of a group of people and telling them how to practice yoga, or sitting in front of a group of people on a bike and telling them how to pedal the bike. I just want to be, like, day-to-day functional. And I am, but I want to be better at it in so many different ways. So that's something I've been working through. I haven't been to counseling this week, like, for a week. I've got my next appointment Thursday. The talk therapy's helping a little. And soon, if I can ever get past all the history, we will start the eye movement desensitization reprogramming, the EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprogramming. I still am in the history taking phase because there is so much history to me and all the things that's happened in my life and the things that I'm going through, the things that I've been through, and just to kind of take a big step back. And even though, like, the things that's happened to me is a part of my life, like, those negative experiences shouldn't really define who I am. In a way, I think I'm starting to learn the more people have been through that are, like, the horrible things people have been through, it builds a big, like, good character. And when people only do things like invalidate you or discredit you or try to undermine you in any way, it's because they haven't had a bad enough experience to build their character. And I mean, I get the fact that there are some people who have been through a good life that still have character. Like, there are people who are good people and they haven't been through horrible and terrible experiences. I'm just speaking on a broad level, so please don't come at me like, I'm a great person, I have character, and I haven't been through horrible experiences. Like, I'm not saying that that's not possible. I'm just saying, like, the bigger the break, then the bigger the build. Sometimes that's just how it goes. All right, so I'm going to conclude this episode before I lose my voice. I've got to save and conserve my voice because in a couple of hours I have 2 classes. And I don't want to start coughing. And thank you so much for listening and being a part of this. If anyone tries to undermine you and validate you, now I say, like, don't feel like you have to prove yourself or build your credibility. Just let your actions show, and let their actions show what's real. Because in the end, actions will speak volumes over words. And it doesn't really matter what people say if you build enough experience and you kind of submerge yourself into just becoming who you're meant to be, then you don't have to worry about anything else. Just the rest will fall into place. Believe me when I say that I've been going around and telling young people everywhere I go, I run into young people and I'm like, do not fall into these traps where people try to suck you in. And I explain to them what hoovering is. Like, a lot of people didn't know what this term means. Hoovering is when someone tries to suck you in just to, like, make you a part of their world. And they have some kind of strange, like a strange motive, which is usually to discredit you or undermine you or invalidate you. For whatever reason. And sometimes the reason is just they're providing content for their own whatever, or trying to, you know, maybe they're trying to become famous. I don't know. Whatever their motive is, who cares? Like, don't get sucked into the hoovering when people try to suck you into their world of, like, lies and are trying to make you think that you're, like, crazy or not, try to make you think that you're not who you say you are or something like that. It's just crazy. The world we live in, it's just like things have gone crazy. I'm actually quite happy to be over in Hoover tonight. I love the Trustful Gym, like, so much. I still love it. It's just that Hoover, I thought, got busy until I saw Trustful. Like, Trustful looks like a huge gym until the night time. When the night falls, that gym is like a madhouse. It's so crazy. I can't even tell you, like, there's so many people using that gym, which is a good thing. However, I do prefer the night times over in Hoover. And my husband recommended to me, because, I mean, my husband works and he understands a lot about me. He actually suggested that I quit the Trust Fall and only work at Hoover, but I don't want to do that. Originally, I thought that Trust Fall was closer to my home, and now it looks like it's about the same distance. I get about 38 miles to the gallon, so I'm doing pretty good on gas, so it's okay as long as I'm working. So I'm not going to overthink it. I'm just going to do what I'm meant to do and see where the cards fall. Yeah, that's all I've got. Like, I wish I had more to give you. Do follow my YouTube. I've got a new video there of neck stretches. I've done a sequence of neck stretches on my YouTube video that not only can help you with neck tension, but when I do this sequence with people who are clients or students and they say they have a headache, it almost always helps relieve neck pain and headaches. I cannot guarantee it 100%, okay? I cannot guarantee it 100%. However, I've only had good feedback from that sequence. So if you do it, take it slow, even slower than the video. If you want to pause the video at certain stretches and do extra rounds of each stretch, just don't rush it. Every stretch in that video is meant to be done very, very slowly. So my YouTube is Yogi Jules, YOGI JULZ on YouTube. And I do recommend you try that if you feel like you've got tension in your neck or if you have chronic headaches, just give it a try. It may or may not help, but it couldn't hurt. This is Julie, and I've got some work to do, so I'm going to end this episode. I hope that, you know, we can come together and be happy, healed, and free, and let us work together, come together, to become a source of peace and healing for all of life. Namaste. Thank you.